Our next case is Netflix and Hulu v. Divx, or D-I-V-X, 2021-1931. We're ready when you are, Mr. Batts.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, I have four separate issues that the Board erred on below, and I'd first like to address the issue of the claim construction of the term level of detail. The claim language itself clearly requires a determination of a region of pixels. And at the institution stage, the Board recognized this and adopted a construction of level of detail being a level of variation in visual elements across adjacent pixels. And this is a claim construction issue that should be reviewed de novo, and I don't believe Divx disputes that. But the Board clearly changed its claim construction from the institution decision in the final written decision, by injecting the requirement that there be a determination between adjacent pixels rather than across adjacent pixels. And I think that's clear from the final written decision that we cited to at Appendix 2655. and furthermore, our brief also included the questions from the judge, Judge Ahmed, at the hearing about whether if he adopted Divx's claim construction of between adjacent pixels. But claim one...
Doesn't the question really then come down to the question of whether the term across in this context really means between or not?
In some ways, yes. I do believe that's correct, Your Honor.
The whole case really, in effect, the first part of the case at least, really turns on that question, right?
I believe so, yes, Your Honor. So I think if we look at the claim language is clearly not limiting to a particular calculation or how a calculation is performed for level of detail.
Right.
And the claim language is, so, and Divx has conceded that point in the red brief at pages 27 and 28. And furthermore, figure two, so there's various embodiments in the 651 patent. The figure two embodiment of the 651 patent does not limit a particular way of performing this calculation for a level of detail. And so the parties did both cite to the specification at column one, line 54, starting at line 54.
Definition of detail.
The
definition of detail is where you're going, right?
The reference of detail, yes. Right. And if we go to...
Definition may be an overstatement. The reference to detail.
The explanation of detail, where it says the term detail, and it goes on to say, is typically used to describe visual elements of a video frame that vary significantly across adjacent pixels. So again, that language is also across. And so if we look at the dependent claims here...
But does adjacent in that sense mean immediately adjacent? That is to say, as I am adjacent, sitting adjacent to Judge Lurie, but arguably at least, I'm not sitting adjacent to Judge Hughes.
The problem with that, I guess the problem with Divx's argument on this, on creating adjacent being the same as between, is that adjacent, there's no dispute here that what we pointed to in our ground for invalidating here were figures 5A, B, and C of Babeland. All three of those figures include regions of adjacent pixels.
Adjacent in which sense? The immediately adjacent or generally adjacent? Are you talking? I mean, you made the argument in your brief that demonstrates that there can be instances in which they are immediately adjacent.
Yes.
But as I understand the thrust of your argument, it really is that you don't have to have a system that is testing for variation based on assessing differences between immediately adjacent pixels, which of course the Vevelinian does not do.
I agree with you until the last point, Your Honor.
Well, it doesn't do in all cases.
It does not do it in all cases. Right. Agreed. So Vevelinian certainly teaches the min-max calculation that we pointed to. In Vevelinian, and the institution decision credited on page 1712, it noted that Vevelinian does look at each and every pixel of all the pixels in the adjacent region. And there's been no change from that math or that calculation throughout the proceeding below up to the final written decision.
So if there's your position that adjacent, as is used both in the claims and in the discussion of detail, really means adjacent as in contiguous, that is part of a region of contiguous as opposed to segregated pixels?
Well, I would say no, Your Honor, and I would say that if you look at, for example, what would not be an adjacent region of pixels? I would say we'd point to figure 5A of Vavilainen, and if you only took every other column of pixels.
Right, but those wouldn't be contiguous either.
They wouldn't be contiguous either.
Right,
that's correct.
I'm actually, this question, I thought you were going to give a different answer to this question, because it seems to me that your argument is at its strongest if you can say that adjacent refers to the region in which all of the pixels are contiguous.
I think that's right, Your Honor.
All right. That was what I was trying to get at.
Sorry if there's confusion on that point. But I do think there is an absolute difference between when you're talking about a calculation across pixels versus between pixels. Because a between pixel calculation that the board then used at the final written decision is requiring you looking at the space between two adjacent pixels having to do a calculation.
But your opposing counsel is no doubt going to tell us that across adjacent pixels means from one pixel to the next, as long as they're next to one another. And that's across. And across doesn't refer to from pixel A to pixel J, even if there are pixels adjacent to each of the pixels in between.
So I think that's what they will likely argue.
Why is that wrong?
So I think that what's clear is that there is no limitation in the specification or in the claim limiting to a particular type of calculation. And there's no limitation as to, it discusses a region of pixels, and it says the region of pixels has to include pixels adjacent to a block boundary. And if we look at the dependent claims, which we pointed out in our blue brief, dependent claims 2 and 3 are requiring a between pixel, adjacent pixel calculation. It's saying for, dependent claim 2 says for some pixels that are adjacent, and then it goes to the dependent claim 3 is requiring all pixels be utilized in that sum of absolute value determination.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we look at the file history, I do think that the Kim reference rejection is notable because during prosecution, when faced with their original claim before they amended it that included a level of detailed determination, the Kim reference was used as a rejection, and the Kim reference, I don't think there's any dispute, did not look at adjacent pixels. It was looking at separated pixels, and they didn't argue that that didn't disclose a level of detailed determination.
But does Kim tell us what adjacent means in this context? That is to say, does it distinguish between and adjacent in the sense that you're using the term?
I think it does, because it's saying...
Lay that out for me, because I found the discussion of Kim to be somewhat opaque, so help me out.
Sure. So Kim, I don't believe there's any dispute that when we look at the Kim figure 2A of Kim, that the pixels that are the 8 pixels that are being analyzed there are not adjacent to one another. They're separated. And yet, the patent owner did not argue that Kim was not determining a level of detail for the region. Instead, the patent owner amended its claims to add in further amendments and further limitations to get past Kim. So if level of detail was limited to a determination between adjacent pixels, they could have simply said that to get overcome Kim. So I don't think that's a definitive, like a binding argument, but it certainly is a persuasive argument in terms of consistent with the claim.
There's no disclaimer, but there is a choice of grounds, ways of getting around Kim that you say indicate or suggest that they had a more limited...
The way I would phrase it, Your Honor, is when does a patent owner choose to amend its claim and further narrow its claim when it could simply have overcome the claim rejection by arguing it didn't disclose the original claim's content.
Okay, all right.
And so I do want to also hit the 5C because your questions touched upon the 5C issue as well. Because we contend that even under the board's final claim construction of between adjacent pixels, Vavilainen and 5C satisfies that claim construction as well. And that's because if we look at figure 5C, which is on appendix page 28, for example, you have a region of pixels 57. And if we look on the left-hand side of that figure, there's a total of 6 pixels and a 2x3 layout. And what we know from the min-max calculations of Vavilainen is that the pixels that are going to be analyzed at the final analysis, not the looking at all the pixels, but the 2 pixels that are used for the min-max calculation are going to be adjacent to each other in the majority of cases. So in terms of the pixel pairs, if you're looking at the middle pixel, either of the middle pixels on the left-hand side, that middle pixel is going to be looking at all the pixels that it's analyzing are adjacent to it. So in 11 out of the 15 possible combinations that would be used for the min number and the max number for the calculation, those pixels are going to be adjacent, and the calculation is going to be between adjacent pixels. So even if you don't agree on our issue of claim construction, we certainly showed, and we raised this issue in our briefing, in the reply brief, after we saw a patent owner's argument about between pixels and its patent owner response, we pointed to figure 5C and said, this even under your construction, this renders the claims obvious. And I don't think DivX has contested that math. It's math. It's, you look and you say, how many permutations can there be? It's 11 out of 15. And this court has repeatedly held that a reference need not always teach a claim limitation. So we cited the Hewlett-Packard Mustick decision for that issue. And also, I think the CRFD decision is quite instructive, because in CRFD, this court said that if there was a 50% likelihood, it was equally likely that something was obvious, that was enough. Here we're talking about 11 out of 15 permutations. That's more than two-thirds.
Can I move you on, because you're into your rebuttal, to the motivation to combine issue?
Yes, and I do want to hit the Codono threshold real fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about. This stuff is very difficult, but the board found that, there's no dispute. Vivalainen doesn't teach the SAD method. You have to get to Codono for that. And they found that there was no reason to substitute Codono into Vivalainen because it was focused on variance.
That's absolutely correct.
What's wrong with that?
So the issue that we have... Oh, are you talking about principal operation or the mega threshold issue?
Oh, I think you just went way too deep. I'm not asking.
I will step back.
So here's the thing I'm asking, and I do see some issues here. It seems to me that there's two steps, right? There's determining the level of detail, and then there's filtering. And Vivalainen clearly focuses on using variance for filtering because whatever, it makes it work better in its view. I'm very high level here, so try to stick with me. I take it your argument is that even though Vivalainen focuses on variance for filtering and it uses variance for detecting, you could still use Codono for detecting and then move to variance for filtering.
Yes, but I think you're actually addressing two of our separate issues, the principle of operation error and the error about not considering a separate gram on Codono. So I want to
address those separately. Talk about the principle of operation.
Sure. So for principle of operation, I think the record is clear. They argued a principle of operation for the selecting step. They never raised a principle of operation argument for what we're discussing here, the level of detail. There was no briefing on that. There was no argument. The word principle of operations never came up in the oral hearing. The first time we saw a determination on, so we had no time, opportunity to brief what would be the principle for that claim limitation. It first popped up in the final written decision. So that's a clear error where the board raised a new argument that had never been briefed or argued.
I wonder whether that's really a new argument or simply a characterization of an argument that was already made, albeit not with the use of the term principle of operation.
Well, I don't think it does, because I think if you look at the citations that DivX relied upon, that they have a scattering of citations in their brief that really don't address, a lot of them aren't even for motivation to combine. So motivation to combine is still separate from principle of operation. And if we look like at the In Re Mutet case from this court, you have to make a determination of what is that principle of operation before you can decide whether that principle of operation would be changed. And that was never addressed below. And I would like to get back to the Codono threshold issue, because I think it is an important one for a reversal here, because we had two separate reasons on why you combine Vivalainen with Codono. One was the substituting of the SAD calculation for the variance calculations in Vivalainen. But we had a separate one, and we included it on, I will just quickly give it to you, on pages, appendix pages 130 through 134, we included a separate entire basis of which you would add. So you're not substituting anything out. You're adding a SAD calculation, omega threshold calculation, to Vivalainen's existing structure, and then modifying the filter for Vivalainen to be able to utilize that. And that was addressed, credited by the board in terms of we made that argument in the final written decision, but they never addressed that argument or rejected that argument. And that alone is a basis for remand here.
Counsel, as you've noted, your time has almost expired. We'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Weatherwax.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'd like to immediately address some of the issues raised by my friend on the other side. First of all, with respect to across versus between, I would like to direct Your Honor's attention to where they admitted that they were the same between two pixels. If you would please look at Appendix 3403, Judge Ahmed, who wrote the decision below, straight up asked Netflix Hulu counsel, is there a difference between those two? And petitioner's counsel said that between two adjacent pixels, and we mean immediately adjacent, that was never in doubt throughout the case, it was always immediately adjacent. But he said, between two adjacent pixels.
You're on 3403, did you
say? Yes, that's correct. That the difference between, there's no difference between across and between. And they never articulated how that somehow changes in some other context. They never offered anything else for that. And they've never mentioned that here.
Well, are you talking about the response by Mr. Liang at line 19?
Yes, he says...
I suppose, but the question was, if you're looking at just two pixels,
that's
is
right.
there a difference between and across? He says, I suppose if you're just looking at just two pixels, then it would seem to do the same.
That's right. But they never go on to explain how it could be different otherwise.
Oh, well, that's not, I wouldn't regard that as a concession that it couldn't be otherwise if you had multiple pixels in the picture.
Your Honor, if you go back to the
do you have anything else by way of acknowledgement on their part that the between and across mean the same? Because that, I'm not persuaded by what you've just pointed to.
Judge Bryson, they never said what the difference was with respect to some other context besides between two adjacent pixels, which, by the way, was always the big focus here, whether this had to be reflecting the difference between was how adjacent pixels, immediately adjacent pixels, vary compared to each other. If you go back and look at the statements in the patent that everyone always was looking at with respect to what detail meant. It doesn't say between, it says across adjacent pixels. And there's no reason why there should be any difference between across and between without it somehow being articulated. And no one's ever really explained what the difference is supposed to be. After all, detail is supposed to be reflecting how they change across adjacent pixels. What could it mean other than you have two adjacent pixels? How do they change? What is supposed to be the difference between the difference between two adjacent pixels or the difference across adjacent pixels? Because the difference is the difference in chrominance or luminance, in value, visual elements.
What would you... say as to the fact that the patent sometimes refers to immediately adjacent and sometimes merely to adjacent. Do you think there's a difference between those
no
two?
No one has ever argued there was a difference.
Well, I'm asking.
I don't think there is a difference.
It's just in careless drafting in the patent?
I would think so.
Yeah.
And furthermore, I would also say that when it was being discussed in the case, sometimes people would emphasize what they meant. But I don't think there was ever any argument that there was somehow adjacent could mean pixels that weren't contiguous to one or two pixels that weren't touching one another, so to speak. I've never been pointed to anything in the record about that, and I don't believe there was one, and it was in the entire case. So
if you were just looking at... two pixels that are adjacent, testing the relationship between those two, as the SAD system does. How would that tell you anything about whether chrominance or luminance vary gradually across adjacent pixels?
It's just looking at two adjacent in the abstract...
Wouldn't tell you much.
It wouldn't tell you much. There might be instances in which you come to the conclusion that under certain circumstances, it might tell you something from an approximation standpoint. This is not something
that.
That's been discussed.
I don't
discussed.
Understand that.
Okay, well, for example, if you look at Vevelainen. Vevelainen, the board made fact findings that it had a three-branch strategy. And it wasn't flexible about it. It thought that that was what it should be doing. Many of these fact findings actually had to do with the selecting step issue, which the board didn't need to reach. But they had three branches, that they had three carefully selected filters for three carefully selected regions, and they were looking at them separately. And the question was what you were comparing. And then they were doing a min-max approximation. They were comparing two pixels. They didn't care whether they were next to each other. It just had to be in the same region. But you could conclude that you might learn something approximately about a property like elevation or density in other contexts. Here it would be statistical variance is a property that you might be measuring or determining, as the patent says, or level of detail, which is another property, which has to do with how many little details there are in the picture. Because the whole point of the patent, just take a step back. When you are compressing and decompressing each frame, which you're doing, you know, millions of calculations, you're doing this very quickly on very cheap machines. So you compress it block by block, and then you decompress them block by block. And what happens is, because of your quick and dirty calculations, the blocks end up being done a little differently.
Sure. I think we understand the basic.
Okay. But the point is that the block difference represents a spurious detail, is one way to put it. It looks like it's part of the picture, but it's not. So how do you remove it? Vevelainen's idea was, I'm going to try very hard to not change any of the differences between pixels near that boundary, because I think that's going to fade out the details. So I'm going to refrain from basing my filtering decisions on how adjacent pixels change very relative to each other. In fact, avoiding basing it on the level of detail. And what they did was they took a reference line from one end of the row of each region to the other. And then, like, if one block was higher in luminance than the other, they would just sort of move them like this. Everything's sort of trying to be in unison. We did it differently. We had, after hundreds of tests, we came up with a different strategy. We thought you should look and you should base your calculations on the level of detail on how the things change, and not just on comparing each pixel to the average across all pixels.
I understand, and that certainly is an explanation for the difference between Vevelainen and, let's say, in the SAD system, which you embody in claims 2 and 4. But the claim language of claim 1 of your patent is very broad. It talks about determining the level of detail across a region that includes the block boundary.
A carefully selected region, yes.
And those, taking that language just by itself, that would seem clearly to cover Vevelainen. And the only reason, it seems to me, that you have an argument, which the board adopted, that isn't as broad as it looks on its face, is because you've incorporated your interpretation of level of detail as meaning between, including analysis between two adjacent, immediately adjacent pixels. Am I right so far?
I disagree with that, Your Honor.
Which part has to disagree with? I had several different compound questions.
Okay, so. Well, I apologize. What I agree with so far is we certainly are incorporating what we mean by looking at adjacent pixels. But the detail, the patent is very clear of what it thinks the typical, which the board found as a fact, is the ordinary, and undisputed ordinary meaning, is it, you're looking at how adjacent pixels change relative to one another. And Vevelainen absolutely isn't doing that.
Right, yeah, but my basic point is that only comes in by virtue of your incorporation of the term level of detail and the description of level of detail in the specification, not in anything in the claim. You would agree with me, I think, that the claim itself, setting aside the definition of, if it's a definition of level of detail, is very broad, and broad enough to include Vevelainen.
Well, I disagree when you say it's very broad. I actually think this is a quite narrow claim.
What specific language in the claim do you think narrows it to this adjacent pixel?
Level of detail, Your Honor.
But that's only because you're incorporating those two sentences that define it further. That's not the normal, that's not the only plain language definition of level of detail, right?
Well,
that
actually,
it's adjacent
Your Honor,
pixels.
The board, the...
No. So let's just look at the claim language, not the other stuff. Is there anything in the claim language that incorporates your adjacent pixel definition?
As far as requiring, it doesn't have the words adjacent pixels in it, of course.
So you have to look at something in the specification to give you some further limitation of that claim.
Well, we also have the board's finding of fact that a person of ordinary skill in the art would have found this to be the ordinary meaning of the claim, just as the patent says it is. The board said that this is the ordinary meaning, i.e., the typical meaning, i.e., the ordinary meaning, which no party disputes of level of detail.
You don't think that the min-max invariance formulas are determining level of detail?
Absolutely not, Your Honor. And Revelanian says they're not. And the board found as a fact that they're not. The board specifically found that just because the result, even considering the min-max calculation, the result of that variation does not reflect variation between adjacent pixels.
No, that's not the same thing. You're assuming that level of detail only refers to adjacent pixels.
True.
But if it doesn't, then why isn't min-max invariance determining the level of detail across the region too?
Your Honor, from the very outset in the institution decision, it must assess the difference across adjacent pixels because that's what detail means.
I don't think we're talking, we're not talking to each other on the same level. I'm trying to get you to look at the claim language without the board's claim construction relying on those two sentences. And there's nothing in the claim language itself in Claim 1 that confines it to level of detail determined by adjacent pixels, is there? To get that, you have to adopt a definition of level of detail that's based upon the specification.
My difficulty with your statement, Your Honor, is that it has the word detail. It doesn't not have the word detail in it. If it didn't have the word detail, we would not be having this conversation.
So you think that when you use the phrase level of detail across a region, which is what that claim, it's always talking about between two pixels?
It's always talking about detail, which means how the pixels in the region vary across adjacent pixels. And I would point out, Revelanian specifically says it's avoiding that calculation. It doesn't want to know. It doesn't want to vary to base its filtering decisions on the difference between adjacent pixels. Everyone knew what a detail was. Again, there's no dispute that this is the ordinary meaning in the context of the patent of what a detail means. Now, detail outside of the context of video, of deblocking, well, obviously, that could mean a whole bunch of very broad things. But, Your Honor, the fact-finding of the board, and just logic, as a matter of logic, that's not what it means in this context. The patent said that's not what it means in this context. You have to be looking at adjacent pixels, and Revelanian specifically said, I don't want to. I'm not going to. I am not making that determination, and I am doing it for a reason. So I would say that the word detail is there for a reason, and if it wasn't there, it would be calculating a different factor. Now, they asked you to say that you should look at the prosecution history. They didn't mention that they didn't mention the prosecution history for this below. They didn't talk about Kim. You asked him to lay out Kim for you. If only an expert had ever done that. If only it had been mentioned below, but it wasn't. Nobody talked about this. Nobody tried to reconcile what Kim was actually measuring, whether Kim was doing the calculations that's in the claim, that's anything like what's in the specification. Kim is in the frequency domain. You may have noticed from this case that there was quite sophisticated expert testimony on what Revelanian is doing and what the patent is doing. None of that is there for Kim, and that's because it was waived below. and it was no evidence on it, and it certainly was disputed. So we don't think that that should be a basis for any determination here. Now, with respect to Figure 5C and Hewlett-Packard and the
Also, your time has expired.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor.
Can you just finish your thought, please?
I would say Hewlett-Packard was only raised now on appeal, in fact, in the reply. And in the Parker Vision case, Your Honors found that raising Hewlett-Packard in the reply brief before the board was too late, that kind of sometimes argument doesn't work. And it also said that what matters is whether you meet the method, not whether you happen to sometimes meet the same result. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Yellowwax. Mr. Batts has 2 minutes for rebuttal.
Can you just first respond to that argument, the level of detail is understood by all skilled artisans to mean looking at adjacent pixels?
That was issue number 5. So I think we have a huge dispute. He's saying there was no dispute on level of detail or what the meaning of level of detail is. I mean, obviously, that's one of the primary disputes we do have here. Is what is that meaning and what should the construction be?
But I guess his argument is that Vivalainen doesn't want you to look at level of detail at all somehow. I frankly had a hard time following it, but that because of the methods it uses, the variance or the min-max, those aren't level of detail calculations or whatever.
That's my point number two. So I think it's kind of incredible to me that he's arguing that the calculations of Vivalainen can't be level of detail. Like he said, variance is not equal level of detail. If we go back to the claim construction that the board adopted, what was that claim construction? You look at the level of variation. So we're literally talking about variance and looking at variation.
Well,
and he's saying those are
he
not
says,
related.
Well, but it's variation between adjacent pixels.
And that.
Let me make sure that you have an opportunity to answer the first part of Judge Hughes's question, which I'm also interested in. What is it that is in the skill in the art or in Vivalainen that, according to Mr. Weatherwax, disclaims any understanding of level of detail other than level of variation between immediately adjacent pixels?
Nothing. And then I still think Vivalainen 5C still satisfies
that. That is to the contrary of that, then.
I think if you look at Vivalainen and the 651 patent, they are both looking at the same exact, you're doing the same exact issue. You're looking at a mathematical calculation to determine whether a region is low activity, medium activity, or high activity.
Right, but you're doing it in a different way, as everybody agrees. You're doing it in the case of the SAD, which is the basic
pixel-by-pixel
basis, comparing pixel 1 with pixel 2, pixel 2 with pixel 3, pixel 3 with pixel 4. If pixel 1 to pixel 2 is 2 higher, you put in a 2. If 2 to 3 is 3 higher, you put in a 3. And you add them all up, and that's SAD, as I understand it. But what is it that you can point to that says that is not the limit of what detail means in the context of a person's skill in the art, or this patent?
The problem is that your assumption there is what they don't want to say, and they've repeatedly said that it's not limited to SAD. It's not limited to SAD. They keep on saying this claim is not limited to SAD. That's the dependent claims. But your answer is your question is predicated on it being limited to SAD. If it is limited to SAD, then we're in a different world.
No, but what I'm asking, what is it that you can point to that shows that the level of detail is not, in fact, limited to SAD?
Because the dependent claims 2 and 3 are the claims that are covering SAD. So by controlling case law here, then the dependent claims can't be, the independent claim must be broader than those dependent claims.
But it seems to me not clear, at least, that this is a straightforward claim differentiation point, because it seems to me that even if you assume the definition of level of detail as the appellees have presented it, that there is still room to say that there are alternatives to the SAD that still go pixel by pixel.
Ah, so there are no...
That's the argument that he would make, I think, in response to your point.
Yes, and the problem with that argument is there is absolutely nothing in the record below. No expert provided anything, reference, nothing of evidence in the record below that there's some other calculation other than SAD for a between pixel calculation. So that's, and when we look at figure 2 of the 651 patent, they're not limiting it to a SAD. So they want to say it's not limited to SAD. They don't want it to be limited to SAD.
Well, that would be suicide.
Yes. But yet they're saying it has to be between pixel calculation. And I'm sure I'm out of time, so I'm going to be very quick on this. So I do think also that they were conflating the concepts in Veblen that we discussed earlier. There's a mathematical equation for determining a region, of whether it's a low, medium, or high region. That's one mathematical equation that Veblen is teaching. The separate, entirely separate process is what you do to basically apply a filter on pixels. What is the mathematical change that you're doing to those pixels? And what they were pointing at for Veblen is when you're applying a filter, the mathematical changes that you're making to pixels rather than what Veblen does for teaching a determination of detail.
Thank you, counsel. As you can see, you're well over your time.
Thank you, Your Honors.
You've both argued this case at a very high level of detail. The case is submitted.